Metro Council members are considering a measure that asks the city to stop investing money from its employee pension fund into for-profit prisons. Right now, Nashville has close to $1 million invested in CoreCivic, the nation's second-largest private prison company, which also has its headquarters in Nashville. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
CoreCivic owns or manages over 100 facilities across the U.S., including the Metro Davidson County Jail, halfway houses, and treatment centers. Metro Councilwoman Erica Gilmore said it's immoral for the city to profit off incarceration, even if it's legal.
These private prisons have also been linked to numerous cases of violations and atrocious conditions in which people live.
She cited recent reports of mismanagement and neglect at CoreCivic facilities, including a scabies outbreak last year. Gilmore's resolution is a non-binding request to divest. Government worker plans, valued at close to $3 billion, are managed by an independent investment committee. Metro Council can make recommendations, but can't dictate the fund's investments. But Councilmember Fabian Bedne, a co-sponsor, said the city's government needs to take a stand against for-profit prisons.
We don't want our pensions, our city money, to benefit from people's misery.
Last summer, New York City got rid of close to $50 million in private prison investments, citing human rights concerns. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.
A spokeswoman for CoreCivic says the company is being attacked by politically motivated special interests. The company declined to comment on the resolution directly.